Welcome to the Life of a Gentleman podcast. Journey with us as we discuss the life of a gentleman and how we can gain more respect and confidence with lessons in life, etiquette, and personal style. Each week, we will bring engaging discussions, thought-provoking interviews, and tips on upgrading your personal style. We are all a work in progress. Let's take this journey together. Let's live the life of a gentleman. Welcome back to another edition of the Life of a Gentleman podcast. I'm Richard Taylor, your host, and I want to personally thank you for listening to our podcast each and every week. If you're a first-time listener, welcome to the show. And if you're a long-time listener, we certainly appreciate you listening as well. If you would, could you rate, review, and also subscribe to the Life of a Gentleman podcast? By doing this, you'd be helping us out, and also you would get this information sent to your inbox as we will have new episodes going every single week. We appreciate the ratings that we have had come in over the past few weeks. The response has been good. The feedback has been great. So once again, thank you for that. And also to the contributors that have contributed to the success of the show, we want to tip our hats to them as well. But this week, to get started, I thought we'd just briefly talk about something that comes up in men's fashion. And there's a little bit of confusion about this subject. And that is the difference between a suit jacket, a blazer, and a sports jacket. Those are three different animals. And a lot of times, people get those mixed up. The confusion comes in because when people talk about wearing a suit or a sports jacket, they kind of use those terms interchangeably, and they don't really distinguish what each of those really are. But as we always say on the Life of a Gentleman, we're striving to be the best we can be, so that means we're educating ourselves, learning more, and doing the best we can in living this life of a gentleman. That means that it's crucial for us as gentlemen, as real men, to know the difference between a suit jacket, a blazer, and a sports jacket. And there's many reasons we should do this. One of the most important ones is just to have that knowledge base, so to make sure that we're not using the wrong terminology, perhaps if you're going to a suit store or a menswear store and they point you in the wrong direction. So let's dive into this just a little bit. First off, there is going to be a price difference between those three items, so you don't want to mix those up when you're looking for a bargain. Secondly, there's going to be different occasions that's going to require you to wear a blazer or a sports jacket, and you don't want to mix those up as well. So let's briefly run down what each one is and the difference between those. Just to start off, let's start off with the suit jacket. Now, here's a few features that will help you to be able to tell it apart from other jackets that may seem very similar. Now, the suit jacket is made from the same material. This is the key. The same material that is used to tailor the trousers of the suit. So every time, this is going to be a matching pair. The suit jacket and the pants are going to be the exact same material, and they're going to match in color and everything, so they are to be worn as a set. So what you don't want to do is walk into a store, think you found a deal on a jacket, and find out that it's a suit jacket, and then try to pair that up with a different pair of slacks or a pair of jeans. Because what's going to happen is it's going to look different. The material and the cut even is specifically made to match up with the accompanying trousers. So mixing up the suit jacket with other bottoms is going to be a definite no-no. Here's another one, the blazer jacket. Now, just a little bit of history on this. The blazer jacket comes from the British Navy. If you go back about 100 years, that's where this jacket came into style. And if you look back at old documentaries on the British Navy, you're going to realize that just about everybody in those films or that footage is wearing a double-breasted jacket that usually has two rows of buttons. So what happened is that look, it became iconic, it became stylish, and people started to wear that blazer as a fashion statement, as a piece of clothing in their everyday lives. And the thing about this, it doesn't mean that blazers are always double-breasted, so don't get caught up into thinking that, because there are single-breasted blazers. But here's one of the keys to be able to differentiate what a blazer is, apart from a sports jacket or a suit jacket. The blazer is going to usually, 9 times out of 10, be made out of wool, cotton, or flannel. It's going to look like it can be paired with a trouser that matches, but in fact, it doesn't. You see, the blazer jackets are layered better than suit jackets, and so they don't have that extra lining in the inside. Also, just to paint a picture for you, when you see young men that are going to a prep school, oftentimes they have to wear a blazer. And the one that may come to mind is the traditional navy blazer with the gold buttons. That is your traditional blazer. You don't have matching pants with that. So that distinguishes the blazer jacket from the suit jacket. Now, here is probably my favorite out of the three. And I say it's my favorite because it probably offers the most versatility. That would be the sports jacket. And the sports jacket come in so many different colors, so many different materials, such as checkered pattern, stripe, plaids, and it's often a way for men to express a lot of their fashion personality. You can wear the sports jacket with a pair of jeans. You can wear it with a pair of slacks. So there you have the option to go casual or to dress it up. The other thing that's distinguishable about the sports jacket is oftentimes it has elbow patches. And it's a lot looser fitting than the other two jackets. Hence, it can be worn casually. So you can see here that those are some distinguishing characteristics for each of the three. And you've probably mixed those up just in your conversation with your fellow guys, talking about a style that you're interested in. But again, let's just break those down. You have the suit jacket. That's to be worn with the matching material of trousers. So it's to be worn as a set. That's how you know it's a suit jacket. A lot of times, the suit jacket also will have more of a shoulder pad in the inside, and it's more dressy in nature. And then you have the traditional blazer jacket, which can be, as we mentioned, double-breasted or single-breasted, but most times it's a giveaway that it's a blazer if it's made out of wool, cotton, or flannel. And most of the time, not always, the pattern is pretty basic or solid in color. And lastly, as I mentioned, my favorite, the sports jacket, which comes in a wide array of colors and patterns. And especially this time of year in the fall, you can pull off finding these sports jackets in tweed, heavier materials. You can put a turtleneck underneath them or wear them with a collared shirt and a V-neck sweater underneath. And you can even pair them, as we said, with a pair of jeans for a nice classic look, but at the same time, you're a little dressed up. Now, the thing that is similar about all three of these, they all can be really dressed up or down. And you can do that by adding a pocket square, a lapel pin, and this is going to bring in some of your personality with each of these items. And then also, don't think that the suit jacket can't be dressed down, because you can simply remove your tie and have a suit on and a suit jacket and still have that casual look without having the tie on. But it's easier to pull off the casual look if you're wearing the blazer or the sports jacket. But with each one of these, they have their own characteristics. They have their own pros and cons, the plus and minuses. We'd be interested in learning which is your favorite and why. If you'd like to give us your feedback, please drop us an email, podcast@harrisonblakeapparel.com, and we'll get this conversation rolling. As we said at the outset, we always appreciate the feedback that you give us, and we're looking forward to having a great discussion next week. But at this time, we are going to get into a special interview, and I think you're really going to enjoy it. Let's do it.
And now it's time for this week's segment of the Gentleman's News. Exclusive interviews with exceptional people discussing all things gentleman, from business to fashion to lifestyle, industry leaders, authors, and more. This is the Gentleman's News.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back to the Life of a Gentleman podcast. This week, we are joined by a very special guest who is on the line, and she is going to be talking to us today about an event that you have to attend if you are in the Houston area, or if you can get to the Houston area by November 13th. This is the first annual Entrepreneurial Exposé, and we are going to dive into this a little bit deeper. But first, I'd like to welcome to the show, Joy. How's it going?
Good. How are you? Thanks for having me.
Yes, I'm so glad we could have you on. Before we get started and dive into learning a little bit more about this event, could you just give us a brief overview of who you are and what you do? And that way we'll get our feet wet with this interview.
Absolutely. My name is Joy Lacey, and I have a consulting called The Joy of Consulting. And I'm based here in Houston, but I serve clients nationwide. And basically, I focus on operations and organizational management, leadership development, and strategic planning for organizations. And that includes nonprofits and small businesses. So pretty much the fixer of all things that you need to have a functional organization. So that's what I do.
Oh, that sounds very interesting. And as a small business owner myself, that is something that we need from time to time. Someone like you to come in and help straighten things out and get some processes and procedures in place. So we certainly appreciate your expertise. Yeah.
Yeah. Thank you.
How long have you been involved in consulting, if I may ask?
I have actually been involved for less than a year, so I'm a new business owner, but I have a background in nonprofits and education. My experience spans over 10 years, so something that I've been doing for a long time, specifically the operational side of things. I'm a very systematic person, so it plays into the work that I do with both nonprofits and businesses. And, you know, sometimes people see nonprofits and businesses as very different things, but nonprofit is just a different type of business. You still have to operate it as such, because it's even harder with a nonprofit because you really have to go after your money. I tell people that a lot of the time. Before they think of starting a nonprofit, think about it very seriously.
Yeah, you really have to have a passion and a commitment for the cause that you're trying to help out as a nonprofit. That's very true. Well, I noticed that you are one of the guest speakers for this first annual Entrepreneurial Exposé. Can you tell us a little bit more about this event?
Absolutely. So Lydia Evans is hosting the event. I'm spearheading the event, but Lydia Evans is the CEO of SWNG Essentials, Soap Washes and Grooming Essentials, also known as Swag Essentials. She is hosting the event, and it's basically a vendor expose as well as a panel of speakers. And the panel of speakers is very unique because she was seen on Shark Tank in season 6. One of her signature products was featured, and she wanted to bring her experience to local Houston entrepreneurs and aspiring entrepreneurs. And so because of her experience on Shark Tank, she has a huge network of people, and that's evident from the panel that's there. Two to three of the speakers have been seen on Shark Tank and have done very well for themselves. And another speaker, Carla Lane, who is the founder of Lane Staffing, as well as Gary Dante, who is the CEO of Dupont Stores. And his story is really unique because he became a CEO or a franchisee at the age of 16. And it's like, wow, you know, to become a franchise owner at that age or to become an entrepreneur at that age is just a really unique story. So we all bring something different to the table. I will be speaking, just giving tips on starting and running a business because, you know, I always tell people it's easy to start a business but hard to run one. We all have great ideas, but some people just don't know where to go after a certain point. And so there are very fundamental aspects of running a business that people need to know before diving in. And so this would just be an afternoon where people can get those tips and access to myself and other key speakers that can give you key insights into being a franchise owner, running a business, a lot of those things, and how to pitch to investors, for example. One of the unique things about this event is that we will be having an investor pitch panel, an innovator pitch panel, I should say. And so people who have ideas and who have watched Shark Tank before, they know how this goes. So you present your idea to this panel. They'll get feedback. And this is very meaningful because you don't generally have access to people like that on a daily basis. So, and again, this is something where vendors can come and showcase their products and enjoy wine and light bites, you know, and just an afternoon of fantastic access to great people.
Yeah, the way you present it, it sounds like a can't-miss event because there's so many opportunities to network and learn there.
Absolutely. So I do hope people take advantage of it because I feel like this is something very unique to Houston. You really don't get access to these types of people, especially for the price. And so I do hope it's something that entrepreneurs take advantage of, or even aspiring entrepreneurs. We are offering a discount to graduate students. And so if they use the code CEO status, they will get $20 knocked off their ticket. So that is something that people can take advantage of as well. We really want to nurture relationships and build relationships with local entrepreneurs because all of us may not have had equal access to those things. And so we're giving back in that way.
Yeah, I definitely can see that. And as I stated before, the panel, the expertise that's on there is really second to none. I for one, try to educate myself a lot and attend events, but I don't see a panel this, you know, star-studded, if you will. And so this is a real value for anyone.
Right, absolutely, absolutely. So I do hope people will take advantage of it. You know, Lydia is very passionate about helping entrepreneurs. She's a hard worker. She's an amazing person. And the fact that she just wanted to do something like this speaks volumes about her. She's bringing her resources together, and, you know, it's going to be an amazing event. It's at the Health Museum in Houston, which is a great venue. So I just think it's very valuable for people not to miss out on this.
Yeah, no, you're absolutely right. And you're right about Lydia also. She's so generous. And I've had the opportunity to interview her on the podcast. And that was a real treat. And now speaking to you is also a treat. So it seems like you in Houston, you have a lot of great people there. I've just connected with a few of you, but it sounds like you have a great network of entrepreneurs that's so supportive.
Absolutely. And I'm waiting for you to get some female bow ties. Is that on the horizon?
I might have to put that on the to-do list now. We can do that.
I know. I need a special edition bow tie. I was jealous when I saw your product. I was like, hey, I want one for myself.
Yeah, good idea. Now we'll have to definitely try to do something like that. Could you let us know maybe the website where people could go to sign up, get tickets, or get more information, even if they want to be a vendor? Maybe it's not too late to do that. I'm not sure.
Absolutely. We do have limited spaces available left for vendors, and all of that information, you can visit swagessential.com. We're also, you can look us up on Eventbrite as well on November 13th. So Swag Essentials, SWAG Essentials, ESSENTIALS.com. And all the details are there to sign up as a vendor as well as purchase tickets.
Okay, that sounds good. We really appreciate you coming on and letting everyone know about this event. And if it wouldn't be too much trouble, we'd like to have maybe you come back on in the future and talk a little bit more about consulting and leadership development.
Absolutely. I'd love to. I would definitely love to.
Okay, that sounds good.
Well, thank you.
Thank you for coming on. And we hope the event is a success. And we'll be looking to get as many people as possible to get there and join you all down in Houston.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Thank you so much, Richard. I really appreciate it.
Not a problem at all. Take care. Hey, guys, are you ready to enhance your style? I've got just the thing. Harrison Blake Apparel has an unbelievable deal. Get one necktie plus four matching accessories for just $25 per month. This monthly subscription club delivers style and convenience for an unbelievable price. Use code BTR at checkout for $5 off your first monthly package. That's one tie plus four accessories for $25. Go to HarrisonBlakeApparel.com. Welcome back, everyone, to the Life of a Gentleman podcast. This is another segment that we're going to be talking about men's grooming. You've heard him on here before, Steve Nunez, The Social Cut. He talks about men's grooming, hairstyles, and men's lifestyle issues. And we're happy to have him back on today because he's going to tackle a subject that we have not touched yet. Before we get into that, Steve, how's it going today?
Hey, Richard, I'm doing great, man. Thanks for having me back on.
Yeah, definitely, man. We really enjoyed it. The last couple of times you came on and dropped a whole bunch of value on us, telling us about some hair care products and how we can get the best look for our hair. And today we're going to talk about something a little bit different. I guess it's still pertaining to hair and grooming, but why don't you let everybody know what you had in mind for today?
Absolutely, Richard. So this is a topic that makes most of us fellas uncomfortable. We don't like talking about it with our fellow gents, but someone has to talk about it. So I'd love to share this, some of my information or my insight with you guys. And I'm going to be talking about manscaping.
Whoa. Steve, did you just say manscaping?
Yeah, that's right, Richard. We're going to do some manscaping talk. So I know some of the guys don't like to talk about it, but I'm sure they want to know about it.
Yeah, you know what? It's one of those subjects that we haven't touched on the Life of a Gentleman, but that's why we're bringing in experts like yourself for people to get the information from somebody who knows and who has the background in education. So let's get into it. What do you have up first for us?
All right, so the first thing I want to talk about is, for me, manscaping is not just on your body, but I'm talking about from your head to toe. So first, your haircut, especially right now, we're into the fall season, and guys usually have the same hairstyle all year round. My suggestion is when getting into the fall, we start bringing on the warmer gear, which means we should let our hair grow out a little longer on the top and on the sides. So definitely let your hair grow a little bit longer and keep you a little warmer for the fall season.
That makes perfect sense. I mean, I know here in Michigan, it gets really cold. Guys like me that don't have much hair, well, we're struggling. We got to get some hats on. But for everybody else, yeah, it's time to let your hair grow out a little bit.
Right.
That's a good one, Steve.
We'll just talk about our chest area. So guys, this is a pretty common question guys have, is about the chest. Should I wax it? Should I shave it? Is it sexy to have chest hair? And the answer is excessive hair is never a good look. Whether you like it or not, that's just the way it is. But a good way to take care of that is pretty simple. You want to buy a pair of hair cutting clippers, and you can go about it that way. Pretty easy. You can do it yourself. Just trim the hair on your chest. Or if it makes you really uncomfortable, it's not a problem for you to schedule an appointment to get it waxed off. So those are your options. That way you guys can make sure you guys look good and smooth, and make sure you guys feel confident that way.
So those are pretty much the two options there. Now, the clippers or the waxing? Ooh. It seems like pain or no pain. Is that right? How's the waxing? Is that as bad as people make it out to be?
Well, the first time you try waxing, you're not used to it. Your skin's not used to it. Your hair's not used to it. So the first time is going to be a little painful. But if you do it more on a regular basis, then, you know, you get used to it and it's not as bad. So just make sure after you wax your chest, you buy some cream, basically, or you can use some aftershave balm. That helps a lot to soothe the redness and you know, that burning sensation. But after the first time, you're good.
All right, good to know. So if anybody out there is a little nervous, Steve just took away the reason to be nervous. So I want to see some people scheduling some appointments by the next episode.
Right.
So also, you said the clippers. Now, I'm pretty familiar with hair clippers. Mm-hmm. Do you need anything special as far as clippers different for the body than for the head? Or how does that work exactly? Let everybody know.
I mean, you can use the exact same clippers. It's not a big deal. It's more of a marketing idea where they sell you a clipper for your chest, for your back, for your legs. It's the same thing. As long as you buy a decent clipper, you can use it on your back, your chest. So the same clip goes for your back. You know, if it makes you feel uncomfortable, and well, let's just get this out of the way first. Back hair is never sexy, guys. So make sure, yeah, it's never sexy. So if just make sure you either trim it if you have a really good roommate, or your wife doesn't mind, have her trim your hair off your back with the clippers.
Yeah, I don't think she's gonna mind, Steve.
So yeah, that's your option. Or again, guys, get a wax, and I guess we'll be looking good.
All right, now with that wax, how often would you have to go back? Now, I take it everybody's going to be a little different, but on average.
So, like you said, everyone's a little different, but on average, maybe 2 weeks, every 2 to 3 weeks. It just kind of depends. But the more you do it, your hair starts to not grow as fast. So just kind of make sure you guys stay consistent with that. If you want to keep either trimming it or waxing it, whichever one you guys use, just keep it consistent, and that way it won't be as painful and your hair won't grow back as fast.
All right, perfect. Good tips there. Good tips all around. I'm excited to hear what you have up next. What do you got going for us?
So continuing with the hair topic here, we always talk about when you think of manscaping, take the hair off. But there are some areas that you do want to keep hairy. And guys, that's going to be your underarms. So make sure that's okay to keep hairy. Don't shave or trim any of that stuff. You want to keep that hairy. Another tip for you guys, sometimes, this kind of happens to me also, is, you know, you leave your underarms hairy, but when you put your arms down, sometimes the hair kind of sticks out forward.
Sure.
So what you want to do is, that's super easy to do. So just put your arms down. If you see any hair sticking out from under your underarms, just grab a pair of clippers. I'm sorry. Or yeah, you can use clippers, or just grab a pair of scissors and just trim that hair that's sticking out, and that's it.
All right, that's simple enough. And yeah, especially if you're wearing a tank top or you're hitting the beach, mm-hmm. Nobody wants to see that underarm hair sticking out. Looks like it looks like you got a little troll doll in a headlock or something. You know?
You're hiding something down there.
Yeah, bad yep. look there.
Yep. Yeah. So continue on that on the arms there. Same goes for your arms. So your arms, like your bicep area, that area there, that's an area that should not have hair. You know, you don't want any hairs on your biceps or your shoulders. So again, use those same clippers. You know, trim that hair off, or again, go back to the waxing. Another good thing with the clippers is if you buy a decent pair of clippers, they come with guards. So what guards are, they're adjustments to be able to cut the hair at different lengths. So if you don't want to have it super short, you can put a guard, and it comes with a 1 or 2 or 3, and that way you can keep the length of the hair the way you want it. So when you trim the hair on your shoulders or your biceps, you kind of want to start blending the hair to your forearms. So that's when the guards come in handy. So that's my tip for the arms, guys.
All right, that's perfect. Yeah, keeping everything manageable. I like that.
All right, guys. So for the next, now we're going to get a little more uncomfortable, Richard, and we're going to be talking about your bush area.
All right. Well, you're the expert, Steve. I'm going to let you, you're driving.
All right. So here we go, guys. So the natural look applies here as well. So you definitely want to trim the bush, but still keep some hair down there, guys. And come on, guys, no love trail, nothing fancy down there. So, right?
Yeah, it's not the time to get creative.
Exactly. And don't forget to trim those hairs that trail off from your bush to your legs and pelvic area. So keep it clean down there, nice and trim, and you'll always be looking good and feel confident.
No, that makes perfect sense. I mean, you don't want it to get out of control. And so I appreciate you going there and letting us know the kind of the proper way to take care of that area.
Yeah, I know it makes guys uncomfortable, so I'll try to get through this as quick and easy as possible. So now the sack area. So this is the danger zone, right?
Yeah. Now, are you talking about clippers still?
So what we're talking about here is what you want to do is you're going to want to shave this area here. When you're in the shower, but again, you know, it's very sensitive. So what you want to do is apply shaving cream, and with surgeon-like precision, you know, just take very small strokes to clean, you know, the area, and that way you guys make sure, you know, you won't regret it or feel any pain afterwards. But that area you do want to keep nice and smooth, and you'll be good.
Yeah, no, I'm glad you said go slow, use caution, because we don't want anybody getting hurt, trying to, you know, trying to step up their style game. So, good tips.
And my last tip for you guys is going to be your behind area, your butt. So the butt hair is always a no-no. And what you want to do here is, again, use clippers. But, you know, you're in a different area, so make sure you buy a different pair of clippers for this area. So, you know, grab your clippers and start trimming as short as possible. A good machine to use for this is also a peanut. So that's a very small, it's smaller than your usual clippers. And that way you can make sure it's easier to maneuver. You can get into every nook and cranny. And that way you're nice and clean and don't have to worry about any, excess hair down there, you know?
Yeah, definitely. And I'm glad you mentioned the peanut. I actually own one of those myself, and that thing really comes in handy. It's better than handling a big old pair of clippers. You know, because you don't want to make any mistakes. And that peanut's, it's a real small clipper. It's not expensive, and it's easy to handle and maneuver to some areas.
Right. Yep. And yeah, it's pretty easy, guys. So hopefully, you know, you got those tips, and you guys should be good for the fall, summer, any season. It's always a good time to keep well-groomed, you know, in the manscaping area.
Hey, those are some perfect tips. I've got a question, though. Every once in a while, you come across somebody. There's some guys out there that are just super hairy. You can't even see what their skin tone is on their legs because it's just covered with hair. What do you suggest for somebody that has that type of hair situation going on? Can they do anything, or do they just have to roll with the hand they were dealt?
Yeah, I mean, you just kind of have to roll with the punches, and it's just, you know, some guys are hairier than others, especially with the leg area. This is a good area, you know, the natural look applies. You don't want to have any, you know, it's okay to have hair on your legs, but sometimes, like you said, if it's extra hairy, the best way to deal with it is just using the clippers. There's no way around it. Even if you wax it, you're still going to be able to, you'll probably have a 5 o'clock shadow, you know, at 1 in the afternoon, you know.
Right. So, yeah.
So it's just the best way is just to kind of roll with the punches and just keep trimming away. That's probably the best way to go about it. But yeah, there's nothing wrong with that.
All right, perfect. So after this conversation, to me, the theme going throughout it was really, you've got to get yourself a pair of clippers, don't we?
Absolutely. Get yourself a good pair of clippers, so a decent pair of scissors, and then you can take care of most of the stuff on your own. Just take a couple extra minutes, and that's the life of a gentleman. You know, that's what we have to do.
Yeah, that makes sense. I'm glad you said that because, hey, it's part of being a gentleman. So we appreciate you bringing these up to us. Now, Steve, if anybody has some more questions and maybe they don't want to email our inbox, how could they get in touch with you and learn some more tips and tricks, or just ask a question in detail?
Yeah, absolutely, Richard. Like I said at the beginning of the segment, it's very uncomfortable for guys to talk to another guy that they know about men's grooming, especially, or men's manscaping. So definitely, guys, you guys have any other questions, you guys can shoot me an email, steve@thesocialcut.com, and check out my YouTube channel, The Social Cut. I have a weekly videos up there about men's fashion, men's grooming, giving you guys some tips. So definitely check it out. And make sure you guys check out my social media. I'm on Instagram, Snapchat, anything else you can think of. I have their daily tips as well. You guys should see me at The Social Cut. So guys, don't be afraid. You guys can shoot me an email, just comment, and I'll be more than happy to answer any questions you guys have.
All right, Steve, thank you again for coming on. We look forward to next time. We'll be looking forward to having you come back on and give us another tutorial on a men's grooming subject. And so until next time, take care.
Thank you, Richard.
Well, gentlemen, that wraps up another edition of the Life of a Gentleman's podcast. At the outset, we had a brief discussion, but informative discussion, breaking down the difference between a sports jacket, a suit coat, and a blazer. We know a lot of times as gentlemen, we get those terminology mixed up, but hopefully this cleared some things up and helps you when you're on the hunt for your next look. Also, we'd like to thank our special guest, Joy, for coming on from Joy of Consulting, letting us know about the first annual Entrepreneurial Exposé in Houston, Texas, which takes place on November 13th. If anybody is interested in more information about attending that event or sponsoring it, you can go to swagessentials.com and learn more. And as she said, there'll be many people from Shark Tank alumni that have been on TV and successfully pitched to the sharks. So for any budding entrepreneurs out there, this will be a can't-miss event for you. Last but not least, we'd also like to thank Steve Nunez for coming back on. He is the social cut and letting us know all about manscaping and how we can take care of our grooming needs. We appreciate him as well. Lastly, we always want to send a special shout out and a thank you to our producer, Deandra. She does a great job behind the scenes for us, taking care of everything, making sure that we all sound good. Next week, we look forward to another discussion. Hopefully, Charles will be back and also Dennis as well. And so we look forward to that. In the meantime, I'd like to give you a special discount code you can use on Harrison Blake Apparel. That is the code FAST5, and that will give you $5 off your first monthly subscription box. So if you'd like to try that out, you get one necktie plus four accessories for $20 with the code FAST5. Before we go, we'd also like to remind you, if you could, please take just a moment, rate, review, and subscribe to The Life of a Gentleman. And this will definitely help us to be able to get this information out to others who are interested in these subjects, and also help us to move up the rankings on iTunes so that we'll be better able to bring you more shows like this in the future. Until next time, everyone, take care.
These messages are brought to you by Harrison Blake Apparel, specializing in fashion accessories such as ties and lapel pins. Join the Harrison Blake Monthly Subscription Club. Each month, they deliver one necktie plus four additional matching accessories for only $25. This is the easy way to build or enhance your wardrobe. To learn more and subscribe, visit harrisonblakeapparel.com. These messages are also brought to you by Deandra Marie, a young, talented female host who conducts interviews, event coverage, and produces the Life of a Gentleman podcast. For inquiries on how to be featured, please visit www.itsdeandramarie.com.